well. I'm glad I have friends here in the session. I'm going to speak about a health impact assessment. It's an approach applied in the border for a water and sanitation project. My name is Patricia Juarez. I work at the University of Texas at El Paso and other consultation services too. Also, I don't have any commercial relationship to increase my income, so I'm poor also. I'm going to give a little bit of information about what a health impact assessment is. A health impact assessment includes it's a process to inform policymakers, intervention plans, and projects to gather information in order to inform and influence decision makers on how to maximize the benefits and minimize the impacts of any potential project, plan, or policy. The health impact assessment is based on values as inclusion, the holistic definition of health beyond physical or the absence of illness or the presence of diseases, promotes a lot the public participation in the recognition and identification of factors. It's multidisciplinary and interdisciplinary, includes a lot of professionals and stakeholders in this process, and gathers information from all venues, quantitative, qualitative, and existing or new data to make this analysis, and includes cross-cutting sections like gender issues, women, immigration, culture, etc. The health impact assessments have been in the country for several years. Some of them are supported and guided by CDC. Also, some of them have been implemented by the National Association of Cities and Counties, by the World Health Organization, by private organizations and foundations, and also internationally by the Health Impact Assessment Gateway in England and other countries, also in Canada and Australia and New Zealand. Basically, the health impact assessment is based on five steps, main steps, which is the screening, the first phase where you determine if there is a need for a health impact assessment. Then the scoping step, where you determine what activities, what data, who's going to do what, etc. Then the actual assessment. In the actual assessment, you collect data and analyze data from all the venues that I mentioned earlier. With that information, you come out with a process where you prioritize and you determine which impacts will be affecting the population of that decision, or what impacts you can reduce to minimize according to the findings that you have. And you provide recommendations to the decision makers. You tell them that you suggest to reduce or increase or modify certain activities within the policy being analyzed or within the project being planned. And at the end, you monitor if the health impact assessment really influenced the decision, and if some of your recommendations were considered, and if the impacts that you recommended were implemented and reduced accordingly. And so here our evidence is that we have a small town in El Paso, Texas. The people in Vinton is trying to decide if they connect to a public water system and a public sewage system. And we have funds from the Health Impact Project, which is a non-profit organization. And we have three partners, the Pan American Health Organization, the Border Environment Cooperation Commission, and the University of Texas at El Paso. And the University of Texas at El Paso is leading this health impact assessment. And this is the village of Vinton. It's a semi-rural area, about 2 square miles, was incorporated as a village. Before that, was considered as a shanty town, a colonia, with no services. Now it's a village, with about 2,000 residents, and the village grew 300% in 20 years. So it's a very highly populated now since, and it's going to continue that way. Mostly Hispanic, and the majority are from Mexico, and a third of the population is living below $25,000 per year. And the majority are homeowners. According to their report in the census, they are owning the land. So the problems with the decision, the council and the mayor in Binton, the city is being served by five water providers. These water providers are for-profit organizations, and they cover 63% of the population. 17% is a small part of the village that is being covered by the public water system. Nobody has a sewage system. They rely on septic tanks, and only 20% of the population, I mean, not only, more, 20% of the population rely on individual wells. The city and the council has been trying to introduce these services since 2010 and has been rejected by some members of the council since then. They argue that the introduction to the, for these services is going to cost a lot, and, for example, the plan is to pay $15 million and $20 million for water and wastewater systems, respectively. And the private wells now serving the population have some problems with some contaminants, some asbestos, arsenic, and other contaminants, including lead and some coliforms. The conditions of the water wells are being reduced. Some wells are dry already. Some people are having interruptions of water services, and those are the conditions of the wells. Actually, a resident in a household in that Binton, they pay about $12 for 3,000 gallons minimum, and from up to them, to that, they pay an additional $1.50 for every 2,000 gallons, which is different from the El Paso Water Utilities public provider. It's, in the city, we pay less for water than they do in the rural area. And of course, the sanitation is a problem. Only septic tanks and some cesspools that families don't want to report, and the county or the city has not been able to inspect. They don't have complete fire control. They don't have the village is half of the village is without water pressure to address any fire. These fire hydrants are totally dry. They cannot be used. And 9 streets are totally empty without any fire hydrants. And it's a dry area, and it's been happening a lot of fires in the years. So during the scoping of our project, we developed partnerships. We brought several stakeholders. We are trying to build capacity in the border to do more health impact assessments for any project conducted in the border. And we are trying to promote a comprehensive approach on health, not only the absence of disease. And this is our assessment methodology. We are trying to address the economic, besides the health impacts, we are trying to address the economic and the environmental and community impacts of these decisions that the village of Binton is thinking in doing. So we are collecting information from the literature review. We collected our own reports from health clinics and departments. We conducted household surveys in the village and water tests, tap water tests to see the quality of the water. We made several in-depth interviews, and we are in the process of conducting focus groups as I speak. We are also conducting public meetings to inform and obtain information from the public in a public event. We developed several diagrams to see what is the link between water, for example, and what could happen to the health in the village of Binton. And we came out with this diagram was developed with the support from stakeholders and experts and professionals. And we focused our research and looking for information according to the linkages that we found. From there, we are going to analyze what will be the impacts or what can be recommended to reduce or increase according to the impacts on health. And we made diagrams for water, sanitation, and economic impacts, for example. What could happen if they have a better quality drinking water, and how much do they have to pay? What will be the stress for families to pay for those services? And what will be the increase on community services in clinics and other services in Vinton? We collected 113 tap water samples in two times, one before the river brought water to the area and one after the water from the river, and 121 household surveys. From those 121 household surveys, 49 households had at least one water sample from their kitchen. And the results are, the half of the population requested the survey to be conducted in Spanish, so they prefer Spanish, and 11 years of school years, in average, 4 members per family, 60 households had at least one child. Half of the population is living in a range between $21,000 and $30,000 per year. 41 were recognized as living below poverty guideline. And 16 years, the average is 16 years of living in Vinton. And 65% of the families said they plan to live there forever. So that information is useful to determine if the decision is going to impact them. People who's planning to move next year, they don't care. They won't vote. They don't care about it. And this is an example of the levels of arsenic that we found from all the wells available in the village. By well, we have some low levels in arsenic and some others beyond the maximum standard level established by EPA. The green one is the general average in Vinton. And so we are distributing these graphs to the public to see what is the situation about water quality in terms of arsenic. And we also are describing what are the levels of total dissolved solids, because several residents are complaining that the water tastes salty and it's very hard and provoking a lot of skin problems. We also found 10 households with total coliforms and E. coli in households. And we are distributing the results and a flyer to inform them what they can do meanwhile to prevent exposure to those chemicals in their drinking water. In terms of sanitation, a normal septic tank is about 20 years in average. 36% of residents responded that they don't know if their septic tank has a certification of compliance, or 30% do not know or remember if that septic tank was inspected at least once. 35% never pumped out that septic tank. And in an average of 20 years of usage, I don't know what is the condition of those septic tanks. In about terms of health, a third of the population reported frequent stomach issues. 26% reported skin problems. And the same percentage, more or less, reported strange feelings, numbness, and crampings in their arms and legs. And all of these can be caused by contaminants in water. Also, another problems, health problems like asthma and heart and blood pressure and diabetes are higher than the city or the county as a general in the area. When we asked, what do you think about the water in terms of taste, in a scale from 1 to 5, the average is 3. So they are not, in average, not so happy with the taste of the water. The smell is a little bit better. In terms of perception of satisfaction, they are the term rate of 3.5. And here we asked if they trust the quality of the tap water. And the majority said almost no. But they trust a lot bottled water. That's the difference of perceptions. And these perceptions, some of these are correlated with the well. So each well has different taste, smell, and they don't trust it for some reason. When we asked if they think that the public health will be improved if Vinton is connected to the water system, 74% said yes. They agree that the public health will be improved if they are connected to the public system. And if we also ask if they connect to the public system, sewage system, do you think the public health will be improved? They said also, almost 80% said yes. And so, okay, they know the public health is going to be improved if they connect to the public services, but are they willing to pay for it? So we ask, are you willing to pay for the services? And 55% said yes. They agree in paying for connecting to the public water system. And a little bit more percent of the population said yes, they are willing to pay for the sewage system. So we know here that cost is exactly not a matter of issue when they are deciding to connect to the public system or not. Our next steps, as I am speaking, we are finishing with focus groups and drafting the recommendations for the decision makers, for the mayor and the council members. And we have to present this on December the 3rd, which is the decision has to be made that day. And we are going to disseminate the results broadly to the public, to stakeholders, to funders, to see if we can find opportunities to pay for the costs for low-income families, since we've found a lot of low-income families. That's it. Did I wake up people here? Do you have any question about the health impact assessment? Yes, Iris?
You talked about low-income households. I guess it's one thing that they're willing to pay for it, but would they be able to pay for it?
Yes, that's the problem, because they said, yes, because they are paying for water anyway, and they are purchasing bottled water anyway. So probably, we don't know yet, but probably because with the focus groups, we are going to present this data and validate it. So we are going to see what is the public going to say about this. So if you are willing to pay, but you are low income, so how are you going to do it? But probably they are thinking in switching the funds from the cost they are paying to a private provider and the bottled water to a public system, which is more or less the same. So, but we are presenting these results to funders in the county and in the state and also at the federal level to grant funds to cover those low-income families, at least the lowest income families. That's it? Oh, yes.
And I'm glad that you're here, because I was wondering if you could use that tool. I think you said that you could use it for any other project or initiative in the community. So would this be applicable for EcoCounts, because Dr. Andrews wants more evaluation of the EcoCounts? It's something that we would like to be able to say when we go to Canada or
Yeah, the health impact assessment has been applied in when they are drafting policies or they are planning to do an intervention. For example, when they are planning to build a road or a highway or close a road or build a casino or build a clinic somewhere or build a school somewhere. Also, they did it, for example, in England before the Olympiads to see what would be the impacts of the Olympiads in the residents in the cities where they were conducted. So according to the health impact assessment, they were able to decide and make decisions about roads of transportation and jobs and everything in order to minimize the impacts in the residents of England. So yes, it can be applied in any and in food decisions and transportation, in building a new airport. So in every setting, in every program, in every plan, in every policy can be applied.
Thank you, Patricia.